This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Global commodity number two in our very brief What the Heck with a War On series is wheat, future prices of which hit a 14-year high today. More than 25% of the world's wheat exports comes from Ukraine and Russia combined. And as Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, any long-lasting disruption to those supplies is going to mean a whole bunch of not good things in a whole lot of places.
The price of wheat was already high and rising before Russia invaded Ukraine, says agricultural economist Joe Janson at the University of Illinois.
We had a bunch of things that made markets relatively volatile to begin with.
Things like high input prices for farmers, strong global demand, and extreme weather. And now, with two of the top exporters at war,
there's just a lot of uncertainty about this big source of commodity supply.
Countries in the Middle East and North Africa are most reliant on Russian and Ukrainian wheat, according to Michael Tansham with the Middle East Institute.
Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, particularly Egypt, is the most vulnerable.
He says Egypt is by far the world's largest importer of wheat, with most of it coming from Ukraine and Russia.
Every meal among Egypt's population has what's called esh baladi, a round flat bread, that it's almost a social contract in Egypt that a regime has to provide this at affordable subsidized prices.
Tansham says Egypt and other countries in the region will likely try to insulate the price of wheat products like bread from the surging price of wheat itself. Monica Marks, a professor of Middle East politics at NYU's Abu Dhabi campus, says that's in part to avoid unrest.
At moments in these countries' history, where prices of wheat-based staples have become unaffordable, like bread, like pasta, for example, like couscous, political instability sets off.
Mark says we've already seen protests across the region over the rising price of food during the pandemic. The fear is that more could break out if the war stretches on and prices remain high. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.